6. Time they let you back on the road, they didn't learn from the first time?
Good point, Patrick. Oh, we're leaving and heading back towards home. And oh, they said they had a heart valve they want to look at on Bernice, but it really doesn't sound like it's changed any. But they scheduled her for an echocardiogram. When's it? You remember Bernice? I don't know. It's September something. And we'll get that done. But overall, didn't look too bad.
Good. I'm glad it wasn't nothing too bad, and it's something that they can catch and hopefully get taken care of quickly and easily.
Yes, sir. We're in a little bit of a bad area, but should be out of it in a second or two. It was pretty positive overall, and we're happy about that because it scared the dickens out of me, Patrick. And they finally did get us in a quicker fashion than had been scheduled, which is unusual.
That's good to hear, and yeah, it's unusual to get scheduled in quicker than with a doctor's office. But maybe they'll do that same thing with her hip here following. Get in there and get it looked at and taken care of for good.
And, you know, the nurse down there, the heart doctor just now, she said the same thing I told her. It was going to be January 27th before they could even think about it unless they get a cancellation. She says, that does not surprise me.
Well, I was doing the math the other day. I mean, you think about how many surgeries a day they can do in those operating rooms. I mean, they're probably doing them as fast as they can go. Still, with all the people moving in here, just can't go any faster. I don't want them to go any faster. I don't want them to do it wrong.
You just hit it right on the head, Patrick. I think everything you said was exactly accurate.
Too many people moving into an area too quick. You overrun the systems that are in place, and then they collapse. Just like that little border down there around Texas and Arizona and all those areas.
This morning there, and you probably heard it, I think she said they were paying $130,000 a day to store those the parts to the wall, and yet they're not laying right, so they're rusting away. So they sold a great many of them for scrap in the last few years after they stopped the wall. Now she says she wants to build a wall. Arg.
I don't know if that was you or me at the cutout there, but I'm at my next stop. You be careful on the rest of the way home, and I'm glad you got good news for Miss Bernice. And I look forward to sitting down with you tomorrow for a filthy clip for now. 7-3.
We're just getting ready to turn on the Wade Hampton here and head back to the QTH, hopefully. I'm ready to get that shocker put on my back today. Ray said my face is killing her, so I guess we're even. Take care, Patrick. Good to hear you. KO4HKX and 0GR73.